Gopi Jana Pallava Giri Vadatari Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Nandana Jamuna Tira Panachari Jamuna Tira Panachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Timidandasya Gyananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Svapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutha Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Scha Sri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitham Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Scha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Deve Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे
Thank you for being here this evening. I am very, very grateful for this opportunity to serve the assembled Vaishnavas under the order of Swavas Prabhu to speak something about the coming Rath Yatra festival. Srila Prabhupada was very specially enlivened to establish this Rath Yatra all over the world. When we think about it, it is incredible. Before Srila Prabhupada, a major festival of Rath Yatra was never held anywhere on the planet except Jagannath Puri. For millions of years, since the time of Maharaj Indradyumna, when the first Rath Yatra in Puri took place, Srila Prabhupada had a vision to take this festival to all the major cities on earth. Why? Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the most munificent, most merciful of all incarnations, who have come to extend his mercy through the form of the Yuga Dharma, congregational chanting of the holy names. He celebrated Rath Yatra with all of his devotees every year. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is very simple, but most profound. To elevate people to Goloka Vrindavan. There has been many saints, saviors, prophets, and incarnations who taught us different levels of realization of God consciousness, which culminates in love of God. To love God is the essence of every religion. Srila Prabhupada would often say that we accept any religion that teaches its followers how to love God. In the Bible, the first and great commandment is to love God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijam yaham. The Lord has descended in many ways through yugavatars, leelavatars, manvantaravatars, Shaktivesh avatars, to teach people how to love God. Krishna appears once in a day of Brahma. That is once every 4,320,000,000 years to reveal the pastimes of Goloka Vrindavan, Madhurya Dham, where love of God has reached its zenith of spontaneous sweetness, where love of God is manifested in such a way that gives the ultimate satisfaction both to the Lord and to His devotees. But when Krishna revealed the pastimes of Vrindavan, one could only gain entrance when one attained that spontaneous platform, which was very, very difficult. But Lord Chaitanya, with his associates, they broke open the seal that surrounded the love of God of the residents of Vrindavan. They tasted the contents and distributed it to everyone and anyone who was willing to accept it. And Lord Chaitanya did this even when he was a little child. When he was a baby, he would cry. And for the people who lived in Navadvip, the relatives and friends, to see this little child happy was their life and soul. To see this child suffer was worse than death. Why? Because he attracted their love. He was Krishna himself, with the beautiful golden complexion of Srimati Radharani and her love as well. And he was attracting his devotees to love him exactly the same way they loved Krishna, but they didn't know he was Krishna. So he would cry, and they would be beside themselves, and they tried everything to appease him. They brought him milk. They played games with him. They did every possible thing. And when all else failed, all they could do is cry out the holy names. And as soon as the Lord heard that name, he smiled so radiantly and cast such glances of affection upon these devotees that he melted their hearts. It was mostly the ladies he was giving this ecstatic love to. They would be around Sachi Devi throughout the day and night, just waiting for that cry to come so they could clap their hands, chant the holy names, and see that smile. My godbrother Shyam Sundar Prabhu, he often tells what motivated him to do such amazing, daring services for Srila Prabhupada. This mantra rock dance in San Francisco. By the way, they're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the mantra rock dance in San Francisco on August 18th of this year. Guru Das Prabhu has arranged it. I think you're all invited. And then he went to London and reached the Beatles. Then he went to India and did amazing things. Then he brought Prabhupada to Moscow. And he said he was motivated. He could do anything and everything at any time, anywhere. What was his goal? To see Prabhupada smile. That's all. Not such a very complicated philosophy. Just whatever made Prabhupada smile, that was my life and soul. That was his philosophy. But that's the essence of all philosophy. Atapumbirdvijastrestas varanashrama vibhagasha shvanushtatasya dharmasya samsadir haritoshanam. Whatever one's varna, whatever one's ashram, whatever you're doing, the perfection is if Krishna's pleased. When the spiritual master's pleased, Krishna's pleased. That is the culmination of all the scriptures, to make Krishna smile. So Lord Chaitanya smiled for those ladies. They weren't great pundits. Many of their husbands were. But they just loved that little baby and wanted him to smile. And how did they do that? By clapping their hands and chanting the holy names. So simple, but so profound. And when he grew a little older, he was running around and playing with his friends. He performed an amazing pastime. A pastime that even the demigods were bewildered to see. It is said that Nimai, he played with his friends every single game that was ever invented. Hari. They were so playful. They would see a bird walking on the bank of the Ganges, and they would count all the bird tracks of their little feet and see who could count the most bird footprints. One time when they were playing on the bank of the river, Ganga, they happened to see four little puppy dogs. And they started playing with those puppies. And little Nimai selected the prettiest of all the puppies to bring home. One of the boys was very much in anxiety. Why you picked the best puppy? What about us? And Nimai said, he's not my puppy, he's our puppy. So I'll bring him home and we'll all play with him there together. So he brought the little puppy home at a time when Sachimata was out performing her household chores. And then from there, she went to the river Ganges to perform duties there. Meanwhile, the boys took the little puppy inside the house and were playing, jumping and embracing the puppy and laughing. And one of the boys was very argumentative. And his nature was to fight with the others. See, this element has been in Lord Chaitanya's movement from the very beginning. Some people just have that nature. So he was picking quarrels with others. And he was rebuking others. And when Lord Chaitanya tried to make everything nice, he even rebuked Lord Chaitanya. Nimai. And Nimai chastised him. He said, every day you are doing this. You are finding faults with everyone. Every day you're rebuking people. And the boy looked at Nimai and said, well, you are a thief. You stole the best puppy for yourself. And then with a huff, the boy bolted from the door. And as he was walking away, in anger, he happened to see Sachi Devi.
And he said, Mata, do you know what your son is doing? He brought a filthy puppy in your house. And he's playing with them. I saw with my own eyes. He's putting the puppy in his face and on his head. He's embracing the puppy. He's holding him by the neck. And Sachi couldn't believe that. Because in those days, 500 years ago, the standards of Brahminical life were very, very much followed. And it was unacceptable to bring lower animals into one's house. No doubt, a Brahmin is, according to Gita, Vidyavanaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hastini Suni Chaiva Supakecha Pandita Samadarshana. This is philosophy of Gita, that a learned and gentle sage sees every living being with equal vision. Whether one is a Brahmin or an elephant, cow, dog, or chandala, dog eater. Because a wise person sees the presence of the soul in every living entity's heart, and therefore sees the presence of God, because the soul is part of God in everyone. Therefore has equal vision to everyone. And Srila Prabhupada explained that is real equality. On the material platform, there is no equality, because everyone is unique and everyone is different. And there's always reasons and justifications to look in terms of superior and inferior and all of that. But if we actually see on the spiritual platform, we see how every living being is really our brothers and sisters. Aham bija pratapita, because Krishna is the Supreme Father. To love God means to spontaneously, simultaneously, irresistibly love every living entity. Without reservation. That is the nature of the soul. But still, the tradition was, you may love every living beings, but you don't let them all in the house. Why? Because they would worship their Shalagram Shilas, the Brahmins, they would worship their deities, and you know, dogs, they leave their hairs, and they lick things and all of that, and it's just not the standards of Brahminical behavior. So Sachi Mata, she was the daughter of Nilambar Chakravarti, who was the topmost king of Brahmins. And her husband, Jagannath Mishra, son of Upendra Mishra, very powerful Brahmins from Silet in Bangladesh. So Sachi Mata was shocked. In our house where we have our Damodar Shila, he's bringing animals? I can't believe this. Not possible. This boy cannot be telling the truth. So she stormed back to the house, and what did she see? There was little Nimai with puppy dog on his head and embracing and singing songs to the puppy dog and everything like that. And she said, Nimai, what are you doing? What have we taught you? What will people say? What will the whole Brahminical community think of your father and me if they see little dogs running around our house? How will I be able to answer their accusations? Take this puppy outside. And when she was speaking like that, Nimai looked really sad, because he loved that puppy. He looked really sad. And when she saw his sadness, her heart melted. And she said, Nimai, just let's tie your puppy to the veranda outside and you go take your bath in the Ganges, and I'll watch your puppy, and then you come back, and I'll have nice sandesh and kheer and other foods for you, and then you can play with your puppy. So Nimai said, all right. And he and his friends jovially ran to the Ganga to take their baths. When they were out of sight, Sachidevi untied the puppy and very gently told puppy to go on its way. And as she was doing it, she said out loud, she said, I guess this puppy must have escaped to find its mother. Now, one of Nimai's friends happened to see what happened, and he ran to the Ganga, and he said, Nimai, Nimai, your mother chased your puppy away. Nimai jumped right out of the Ganges, just ran home, and demanded from his mother, where is puppy? Where is my puppy? And she said, maybe one of your children stole him. Or maybe he went to find his mother. And Nimai, he said, why did you do that, my mother? This puppy was so beautiful. And I love this puppy, and I love to play for this puppy. Why did you do this, mother? And she said, please. And she started putting nice clothes on him and ornaments, and she tied his hair in top notch and put fragrances on his body and said, Nimai, just eat this sandesh, eat this rasgulla, eat this kheer, and we'll find your puppy. So Nimai started eating all her nice offerings with that assurance. But that is not the end of the story. The next day, the people of Navadvip were astonished to see something that has never been seen before. This little puppy dog had its arms raised on its rear legs, was dancing in ecstasy, and from its mouth was coming the holy names of Krishna. Not like ruff, 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 ruff. Not like ruff, 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 ruff. Was actually singing. The puppy was going, Radhe Govinda, Radhe Govinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And as the puppy was chanting, every hair on that puppy's body was standing straight on end, like the petals of a kadamba flower. And its limbs, that little puppy's limbs, were trembling as it was dancing. And torrents of tears were pouring out of the puppy's eyes as it was chanting. Navadvi people, they were crowding around to see this miracle. How did it happen? Simply because Gaurhari touched that puppy, blessed that puppy. It became ecstatic in love of God. It attained the perfection of life. As it was dancing and chanting, it induced so many other people in Navadvip to chant and dance. The puppy was leading the kirtan. And everyone was watching in utter amazement. The puppy dropped dead. Hare Krishna. They were astonished. They were thinking, what is going to happen next? What happened next? From Goloka Vrindavan, not Swargaloka, not Brahmaloka, not even Vaikunthaloka, but from Goloka Vrindavan, a beautiful airship descended. That airship was made out of solid gold. It was decorated with rubies and emeralds and diamonds. And there were two magnificent-looking persons from the spiritual world who picked up that puppy dog and put him on the chariot. And suddenly that puppy dog manifested its original spiritual form as a resident of Vrindavan. And there it was being fanned with chamaras. And he looked resplendent. The chariot with its domes looked like it was shining like tens and millions of suns. And right in the center was this puppy dog in its perfectly liberated state. And with the chanting of the holy names of the Lord, that airship brought the puppy directly to Goloka Vrindavan to enter into Krishna's most intimate pastimes. And Shiva, Brahma, Sanat Kumar and his brothers and all such great personalities, when they saw that, they were weeping. They couldn't believe it. They started offering their prayers with folded hands to little Gaurhari, who was just a child. That, my Lord, why don't you give us this mercy? We have never seen this before. A little dog has been transferred to Goloka Vrindavan. We've been chanting your names for so long. We've been performing devotional service. Why don't you send us to Goloka Vrindavan like this little puppy? When will we be so fortunate? They were all singing the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. The holy names of Krishna have descended from Goloka Vrindavan, along with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is inducing everyone to chant the holy names. If only we could be like that puppy and just cooperate, then we will achieve the same destination. So that was Lord Chaitanya's Leela. To give the highest realm of spiritual love to anyone and everyone in this age of Kali. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking initiation from Ishwarapuri, he began the Nam Sankirtan movement in Sri Navadvip Dham. And with his associates, he was performing kirtan behind closed doors in the house of Srivas, the house of Chandrasekhar, or at his own house. And the common people, they were not allowed in because these kirtans were very, very deep. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates were manifesting such symptoms of ecstatic love, and they were in such a ras of Vrindavan. It says that the house of Srivas was not different than the Ras Leela when there was kirtan. So ordinary people could not comprehend it. But then the time came when people, blasphemers, they could not tolerate that they were not allowed in because they were scholars, they were Brahmins. And at the same time, the innocent people were begging, begging, begging. Why are we so unfortunate that we cannot go in? So they would go to Lord Chaitanya and give him gifts. And Lord Chaitanya felt so much compassion toward these pious people. He gave him simple instruction. You will attain love of God, just chant the names of Krishna. He gave them the Maha Mantra and Hari Haraya Nama Krishna. These two songs, you just sing. Clap your hands. If you have mridangas, karatals, or instruments, play the instruments. No hard and fast rules. Whether you're in your shops, or whether you are in the streets walking, or whether you're at home with your family members, in any situation, just always chant the names of Krishna. And they were so inspired, they did it. But we know the story. They were breaking the law of the Chand Qazi. And he started beating people, beating devotees, beating anybody who was chanting Hare Krishna, plundering their homes, imprisoning them, sometimes torturing them, breaking mridangas. When Lord Chaitanya got word of that, he said, today I will lead Nam Sankirtan in the streets to the house of Chand Qazi. Let me see what he will do to me. Today there will be a great downpour of love of God. So this is very, very significant. That everything great the Lord arranged to take place out of a severe crisis. Right? Krishna took birth when Kamsa was torturing Devaki and Vasudev and kept Ugrasena in prison and was plundering the earth. Krishna came in response. Ram came because Ravana was destroying all spiritual principles and agonizing, torturing the devotees and the Brahmins. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he first had his Harinam Sankirtan. The first Harinam Sankirtan that he personally led in the streets was in response to the persecution of Chand Qazi. So when there's obstacles, we should not be discouraged. We should actually be encouraged. We should understand the greater the obstacle, the more we can invoke the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Yes, Swavasram. And actually, all the Lord wants from us is that we're trying our best, that we're doing everything within our power. And when we think that we're the doer, then our devotion vanishes. We're not the doers. We never were and we never will be. But when things are going our way due to our organization and due to our management and due to our hard work, whether we verbally say to the assembly of the devotees, I have done it, we think that way. It's all going on. We're doing real good. We're the doers. But Krishna doesn't like that. So he just throws obstacles in that are so difficult so that we have to really, really work harder than ever before with the full consciousness that Krishna, save us. I'll do everything I can. And Krishna, you promise that you'll carry what we lack. I'm lacking a lot, my Lord. I'm lacking so much. I have no power to speak. I have no power to do anything that could really be successful without your mercy. This is the story of Srimad Bhagavatam. Difficulties come and devotees welcome those difficulties and take shelter. Make us grow. Even in regular life, resistance makes people grow in every way. Studies. You have exams, tests. Does anybody like exams and tests? They're stressful. There's resistance. You have to prepare. You're in anxiety about it. But it makes you grow. In athletics, you know, if you don't lift heavy things, which means resistance, you don't get strong. If you don't run harder than your capacity, you don't become fast. Huh? It's the law of nature. Resistance makes people strong. And the origin of that is the soul. When there are obstacles on the path, Advaitacharya and Lord Chaitanya were discussing this. I'll get to that point in a moment. So the Nam Sankirtan movement started. And Lord Chaitanya was getting so many hundreds and thousands, millions of people to dive into that ocean of prema that he brought to the world. But for those who refused, those who were too proud, he accepted sannyas to reach them. After sannyas, on the way to Vrindavan, Nityananda Prabhu understood that the Lord's inner heart was to please his devotee, so he brought him to Shantipur. There the Lord met Sachimata and all the Vaishnavas, and they appealed to the Lord, please do not go to Vrindavan. It's a very different land and it's very far away. The same Krishna that's in Vrindavan is in Jagannath Puri as Lord Jagannath. Make your residence there. And see how the Lord is so obliged to those who love him. His heart's desire was always to go to Vrindavan. But to please his devotees, he made his base in Jagannath Puri. And when he was about to leave, Advaitacharya, he said, please stay here for some days and let us have Sankirtan. And Sachimata said, let me be the only one who cooks for him. And she cooked, and there was beautiful kirtan for many days. And then when it was time to go, Advaitacharya said, my lord, you shouldn't go now. It's not a good time. Because between Bengal, between Navadvip and Puri, there were many, many kingdoms. And there were many landowners who were like kings. And they were fighting amongst each other. There were battles, civil wars going on. Very, very dangerous, he said, to travel in this situation. You should wait until things become safer. There are too many battling sides. And when these soldiers see pilgrims, they just plunder them, sometimes kill them. Lord Chaitanya looked at Advaita Prabhu and said, when will there ever be a time when there are no obstacles? Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish Ki Jai. Should I continue, Savas Prabhu, or should we end now? Keep going. Okay. Thank you, thank you.
Please forgive us. We're going to let Maharaj continue with his discourse.
So Vas Prabhu is putting an obstacle in front of you. So Lord Chaitanya said, when will there ever be a time when there are no obstacles? Obstacles on the path of on the path to the Lord are friends of the Lord. That's a very profound statement. Obstacles on the path of the Lord are friends of the Lord. Friends are there to serve the purpose of the Master, of the Beloved. So the obstacles that come on the path of spiritual life are actually Krishna's friends that have come to help us to love Him, to serve Him in a deeper and a more satisfying way. So the Lord left. And so many amazing obstacles happened on the way. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He was... The first thing is He turned to the devotees and said, "Do any of you have any money whatsoever?" Very heavy. Because He would not allow money when He was traveling. How many of you like to travel like that? If any of them had even one paisa, or one, they used to use little conch shells for currency then. If they had even anything, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not allow them to come. He would just go back. "You have no faith in Krishna." So they said, "No, my lord, of course we don't have anything. Do you think we would carry money with us?" And so they started their journey. And there's a nice story where on the way they passed a little boy who was selling buttermilk. Lord Chaitanya was walking ahead. And he said to the boy, "How much is that buttermilk?" The boy said, "It costs this much, Swamiji." And Lord Chaitanya said, "Give me all the buttermilk, and my friends back there who are following me, they will pay for everything." So the boy gave him the whole bucket of buttermilk, his whole day's supply, and Lord Chaitanya drank it all and gave him the empty bucket back. Then he went on. A few minutes later, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda Dat, Jagadananda, and Damodar, they arrive. And the little boy runs up to them and says, "You owe me some money." "So what do you mean?" "That Swamiji, he drank all my buttermilk and he said you would pay me." And they looked at each other in shock. "He said that we would pay him?" Said, "We don't have anything. We're not allowed to have anything." So when the boy heard that, something happened in his heart. And he said, "That's all right. Tell Swamiji that it is my offering of love to him." Then they went on. And the little boy sat down. And when it was time to go, he went to pick up his empty pot. It was very heavy. He looked inside. It was filled with precious jewels and pearls. The boy understood who that sannyasi was. He left all those jewels behind, and he ran to a tree where Lord Chaitanya was sitting and surrendered his life to him. He was completely detached from those diamonds and rubies and lapis lazulis and emeralds. And he achieved the Purushartha Siromani, the crest jewel of all realizations. He achieved love of God, the greatest of all jewels, simply because he offered what he had for the pleasure of the Lord. So we know many stories happened on that trip. Extraordinary. At one point they met one man who said, "I'll help you. I'll give you a boat. But you shouldn't go now because it's very, very dangerous to go on the river at this time. There's all kinds of pirates who will kill everyone and anyone that they see for anything. And there's also wild tigers all over the place. It's not a good time." Lord Chaitanya said, "It's the right time. Let us go." So they got on the boat And they came through this one area where there were all kinds of dacoits and pirates and soldiers and tigers. And the man, and meanwhile, Mukunda Dutt was doing kirtan. And the boatman said, shh, just total silence. Be quiet. Don't make any sounds. You could hear the ruffling in the forest and the sounds of dacoits. It was quiet for some time. And then Lord Chaitanya asked Mukunda, why are you not singing? And the boatman said, because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, do you not have faith in Krishna? Chant the holy names loudly. Haribo. And they started a big kirtan and it carried through safely. And then there was the time when Nityananda Prabhu was asked by Lord Chaitanya, I'm going after visiting the Kapoteshwar Mahadev temple. The Lord said, I'm going to take my bath, hold my danda. And Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda and threw it in the water. Harivo. Nityananda Prabhu looked at that danda and he was thinking, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the Supreme Enjoyer. He doesn't have to carry a danda. A danda is for renunciates of this world. He's not a renunciate. He's the Lord and the proprietor of everything. The devotees did not like Lord Chaitanya to take sannyas. And Nityananda was quite expressive about it when he broke the danda. He spoke to the danda. That I am holding my Lord in my heart forever, and he's holding you, I don't like this. Lord Chaitanya, after some time, he asked Nityananda Prabhu, where is my danda? Nityananda Prabhu said, that's a good question, my Lord. I think maybe when you were bathing, you went into ecstasy, you fell down, it broke, it went in the Ganges. Lord Chaitanya said, you have broken my danda. The danda represents the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And as a sannyasi, it is my duty. He said, therefore, I will not go to Puri with you, I will go myself. Either you can go ahead of me or I will go behind you. I mean, you like that. So, either you go ahead or I go ahead. So they said, you go ahead. And he was going. And at a certain point from a distance, he saw the chakra on top of Jagannath's temple. The chakra is none different than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can actually make offerings to the chakra and the deity inside accepts it. So he offered his obeisances prostrated on the road to Jagannath's chakra. And after he saw that, he was feeling such intense enthusiasm to see Lord Jagannath. He was walking so fast, but in his mind, it seemed like it was taking hundreds of years. That was the mood of his separation. He was walking, 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 and every minute was like 12 years or more. Not seeing Jagannath. What enthusiasm. He was longing. He was crying for that moment of being in the presence of the Lord. And finally, when he came to the Singhadwaram, the main gate, he was practically running inside. And when he saw from the Jagan Mohan, the Kirtan Hall behind, he saw Lord Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. He just lost all composure and ran toward them, ran to embrace the Lord. And right when he came, just before the Lord, his ecstasies attained such a summit that he fell unconscious.
And the guards with sticks were about to beat him. But then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya happened to see and said, please bring him to my home. Because he tested the Lord and saw that he was in some sort of trance of ecstatic love. That was Lord Chaitanya's enthusiasm to see the deity. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the role of a devotee to teach us. Of course, we can understand from his internal lila, this is Radharani in separation, longing to embrace Krishna. But from another perspective, this is Lord Chaitanya in the role of a devotee to teach us how enthusiastic we should try to become to see the Lord and to serve the Lord. And it wasn't just like that the first time. Every day, the Lord and his devotees were so overwhelmed with enthusiasm to worship the Lord in the temple. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, without enthusiasm, we are spiritually dead. Enthusiasm is a way to express our devotion. And Prabhupada really, really accepted it in that way. If he saw devotees were enthusiastic, he saw that this was their sincerity. This was their bhakti. But we have to have the right enthusiasm with the right motives. Obviously, Hiranyakashipu was also enthusiastic. And Ravana was very enthusiastic. And Shishupal was extremely enthusiastic to get Rukmini. He was so unbelievably enthusiastic. We have to have the right intent. We have to have the right motives. But then with that, enthusiasm is so important. We should be enthusiastic when we chant our japa, enthusiastic when we chant kirtans, enthusiastic when we speak about Krishna, enthusiastic when we hear about Krishna. Sarinbhatam sukata Krishna punya sravana kirtana hridyantastohya bhadrani vidunoti surit sitam. For those who are enthusiastic to hear the message of Srimad Bhagavatam and relish that nectar, Krishna is so happy with our enthusiasm to hear the Bhagavatam, that from within the heart, he cleans all the anartas away and awakens ecstatic love. Enthusiasm to serve the deity, enthusiasm to serve the Vaishnavas, enthusiasm to cook prasad, enthusiasm to serve prasad, enthusiasm to eat prasad. Everything we do for Krishna should be with enthusiasm. Contagious enthusiasm. Harivo, not dull. Time to chant again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Time for Mangalarti. Time for Bhagavatam class. Time to offer arti. Whatever we do, when we put on our tilak, it should be with enthusiasm. This is for Krishna. I'm decorating my body for you, Krishna. Rupa Goswami says, every little thing we do should be done with a very deep state of consciousness because it's for the pleasure of Krishna, even little ordinary things. When someone asked Prabhupada, what if I do not feel enthusiasm? Prabhupada said, if you don't feel enthusiasm, you act enthusiastic. Because you're doing it for Krishna. If you act enthusiastic as an austerity, you please Krishna, and Krishna then gives you real enthusiasm. So Lord Chaitanya was very enthusiastic about seeing Jagannath. And at Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house, the devotees came and chanted the holy name and brought Lord Chaitanya to consciousness. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
he preached the philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was one of the greatest scholars of the Mayavad school, and transformed his heart to become a Vaishnava. And just after that, Lord Chaitanya told Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the other devotees, I am going to South India for a pilgrimage to look for my brother, Vishwarup. The devotees were devastated. They said, you're going? Fine, that's great, we'll go with you. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, nobody's going with me. Nityananda Prabhu, you broke my danda. What kind of servant are you? Mukunda Dutt, whenever you see me performing austerities, you start crying, and I see you cry, and I start crying. I'm going alone. So they convinced him to take one simple brahmachari with him. After Lord Chaitanya went to began his tour of South India, King Prataparudra asked Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I've heard all these stories about this sannyasi who has come to Puri. I've heard amazing stories about him. Where is he? I want to meet him. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, he's already left to travel to South India. And King Prataparudra said, why did you let him leave our kingdom? Why did you allow him to leave? Why didn't you convince him to stay? He said, because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's independent. Nobody could stop him from doing what he wants to do. Just by hearing from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, King Prataparudra immediately accepted it wholeheartedly and begged, please arrange for me to meet the Lord when he returns. So after a couple years, Lord Chaitanya returned. And he met all the devotees. He was given residence in the house of Kashi Mishra. And very... Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya appealed to the Lord. There is a king of the name Prataparudra, great devotee. He wants to have an interview with you. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Sarvabhauma, he didn't say anything at first. He took his hands and blocked his ears to not hear him speak anymore. He said, never speak like this again. I am a sannyasi. I cannot meet materialistic people. I cannot have intimate meetings with the opposite sex or material people like kings. Impossible. Niskinchanasya Bhagavan Bhajano Mukasya. He quoted a verse that for one who is hoping to cross over the ocean of birth and death in the renounced order of life, to have intimate relation with a materialistic person is worse than drinking poison willingly. He said, if you ask this question again, I will leave this place. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. A few days later, King Prataparudra comes to Puri from his capital in Cuttack, and he brings Ramananda Rai with him. And Ramananda Rai goes to see the Lord. Previously in Vidyanagar, in a place called Kabur, Lord Chaitanya met Ramananda Rai on bank of Godavari and asked him to resign from his government services and live with him in Puri. Ramananda Rai came right to Lord Chaitanya's abode, the Gambira, and told him that, do you know what happened? I was a governor under the king. I told him, I want to resign from all of my work. And Ramananda Rai was still young. He said, I want to resign from everything and join Lord Chaitanya in Puri. Now, what would most kings say about a first-class proficient official like that just immediately wanting to resign? King Prataparudra said, you want to resign? To go to Puri? To be with Lord Chaitanya? Ramananda Rai said, as soon as he heard your name, his body started trembling. Tears started coming out of his eyes. He was in ecstasy. He said, yes, of course. I'll give you full salary for the rest of your life. Just take care of Lord Chaitanya. He said, you are so fortunate. I am so unfortunate. The Lord doesn't want to see me. So you go. And Ramananda Rai said to Lord Chaitanya, I wish I had even a fraction of the love of God that he has for you. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Ramananda Rai, there is no one who is more dear to me than you. But please know this. Because King Prataparudra has served you, because he has satisfied you, therefore Krishna must give him his complete mercy. Then Lord Chaitanya cited the Adi Purana, where Krishna says, for one who claims to be my devotee is not my devotee, but one who is the servant of my devotees, he is my devotee. And Lord Chaitanya quoted from the Padma Purana, where Lord Shiva tells Parvati that the Vedas give many instructions to worship the demigods. But higher than the worship of the demigods is the worship of Vishnu. But above the worship of Vishnu is the worship of the devotees of Vishnu, because they are most dear to Vishnu. When the Lord heard about King Prataparudra serving a Vaishnav in such a way and pleasing a Vaishnav, his heart melted. Haribo. And now it's time to end the class. We will continue tomorrow morning. But should we have kirtan for a few minutes? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Hari, thank you, Prabhu. It's all right, it's all right. Will you dance with me?
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine.
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine.